This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and asthma is quite a tricky situation if you are someone who lives with it, and it's something you need to adjust to, I guess, over the course of your life. And we're joined by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist Lisa Parkinson, to talk about asthma. Lisa, how's it going?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
I'm not too bad. So I guess for a start, what is asthma?
Yeah, so most of us will know someone with asthma, and it's a medical condition that affects our airways or the breathing tubes that carry air into our lungs. And sometimes people with asthma find it harder to breathe in and out, and that's because their airways and their lungs become narrower. And it's said to be like breathing through a straw. So, and there are certain triggers that set that off, and other times their breathing can be normal.
So asthma, is that something, I guess, you get, you're born with, isn't it, and you live with throughout the rest of your life?
Well, so there's about 11% of the population, or 1 in 9 Australians, that have asthma. And within the first 3 years of life, 16 or 17% of infants experience asthma or wheeze. And then among non-asthmatic children aged 4 to 5 years, 4.1% will then go on to develop asthma pipes by the time they're 7. So it's not necessarily something that it shows up straight away, but it can show up later on.
Yeah. And then I guess you're dealing with it from then on.
That's right. Yeah, you're managing it. Yeah, there are ways that we manage it.
So what are the symptoms then that children experience if they have developed asthma?
Yeah, so as we said, some of those symptoms can be that breathlessness, and it does vary from child to child, but they generally are getting that tight feeling in their chest, sometimes that wheezing or coughing, and these symptoms can be caused by a range of triggers but often occur for kids at night or early in the morning or just after physical exertion, and these flare-ups are known as those asthma attacks.
So I guess how can exercise help with asthma?
Yeah, well, so the most important thing is that children should not avoid activity. That's something that they think that they should do because they're worried about their breathing. But it is important for children with asthma to participate in physical activity as it can reduce the symptoms by strengthening their heart and lungs. And this in turn can improve their breathing and reduce asthma attacks, making their life much more easier to live.
So I guess what kind of exercise works best for a kid with asthma?
Yeah, so you may have heard some, Olympic swimmers who have got into swimming because of their asthma, and swimming has been suggested to be a great exercise for kids with asthma, helping to improve lung capacity. But at the end of the day, we just want kids to be active, so doing whatever they enjoy doing, and we want them to meet the recommended physical activity guidelines for kids, which is actually 60 minutes on 5 days of the week.
Right.
But it is important to, like we said, kind of be aware of their triggers, so understand the pattern of a child's asthma, including what their triggers are, their treatment for symptom management, and children, parents, teachers and coaches should all be educated about the child's asthma management plan, as every child is different and have different experiences with asthma. And there are programs out there for coaches and people who can undertake asthma training if they do have kids with asthma.
So I guess then as far as parents or grandparents who do care for children with asthma, what are some of your tips to, I guess, best approach it?
Yeah, well, so number one is to know your child's triggers, such as grasses, pollens, pollution, cold air, and try to avoid exercising in those conditions where it's possible. We always, number two, is always have the child's reliever medication readily available and always check that it's in date, because sometimes kids don't use it all the time, but it does go out of date, so it's important to check that. Number three is always warm up prior to and cool down after exercise. So we don't want them just going into straight into high intensity exercise. That can trigger their lungs to have an asthma attack as well. So we want to make sure that they are warmed up first. Number four is if a child does need to take their reliever medication on a particular day when they're about to exercise, we want to make sure that they're taking it at least 30 minutes before warming up or as directed by their doctor. And then the number five is the type of exercise and the amount of time exercise is also really important. So vigorous activity for more than 6 minutes in cold, dry air is actually more likely to trigger asthma. So it's really important that the child follows their asthma guidelines for taking their reliever medication if they are participating in, early morning activity, training for sport or, training at night as well in the winter months.
And I guess, managing your asthma correctly would mean that there's really no limitations on where you can go with your exercise as well.
No, that's right. So as long as, they're working with their doctor to make sure that they have a management plan in place, they know what to do if they have an attack, they know what to do to prevent it. So, and then, like I said, we can have them living the most normal life that they can.
No worries. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for chatting today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist, director of Optimum Exercise Physiology Claire on your Classic It's Breakfast.